Well, did SAS forces kill 6 Afghan civilians and injure another 15 in a raid in Afghanistan in 2010? That's what Nikki Hager and John Stevenson allege in their new book, Hit and Run. The New Zealand Defence Force has rejected those claims. But if true, does it mean New Zealand troops have committed a war crime? Devon Pendas is a war crimes expert at Boston College in Massachusetts. Hello to you, Devon.
Hello.
What is the determining factor here? If an operation is carried out and civilians are killed, as happens from time to time in war, does that mean a war crime has been committed?
Not necessarily. You are, under international law, allowed to kill civilians in wartime if it's a matter of military necessity and if the civilian casualties are what's called proportional to the expected military benefit. So you can, bombard an enemy base, and if there are civilians there and they're killed in the fighting, that's allowable. But you can't bombard an enemy village just to terrorize the civilians into trying to surrender, for instance.
Okay, so it's not a war crime in essence if civilians are killed in an operation that is deemed necessary.
Right. Now, the other issue is that, soldiers kill civilians and it's not militarily necessary, they still have to typically be shown to have done so intentionally, right? It has to be willful killing. So if you attack a village and kill people that you think are insurgents, that might not necessarily be a war crime. You'd have to show some level of intent there.
And how do you do that in the situation of a theater of war? How do you prove that intent or otherwise now, particularly 7 years on?
That would be very challenging, I think. I mean, that would be the key challenge for, any criminal case coming out of the current allegations. Even if the facts of the case could be established as are appearing in the news reports, the prosecutor would still have to prove some level of intentionality. Now, the fact that there are, again, the allegations are that children were killed, that would probably be a piece of evidence that the prosecution would really want to emphasize, because nobody's going to allege, I thought that 3-year-old was an insurgent.
What you know about this situation, Devon, what the authors of this book allege took place, would that constitute a war crime in your opinion?
I think you would have a pretty good case, right? I mean, you would have to go to trial, obviously, but I think that the facts that are alleged, that I've seen in media reports, I haven't had the chance to read the book itself, if those facts turned out to be true, I think you could make a pretty strong case that these constituted war crimes, yes.
Devon Pendas, appreciate your time. Thank you. War crimes expert at Boston College in Massachusetts. So this book, Hit and Run, released last night, a big allegation in that book. It was an attack on a raid in Baglan province in revenge, the book alleges, for the death of a New Zealand soldier. Among those killed, a 3-year-old girl. 6 civilians were killed. 15 civilians were injured. The Defence Force at the time said 9 militants were killed. This book alleges that's not the case at all. There were 3 forces involved. The Americans were in the air in gunships. The SAS, the New Zealand SAS, fighting alongside an Afghan unit as well. I think we'll hear a lot more about this today. Just what we can tell you, though, is what we haven't heard from or who we haven't heard from. Defence Force, of course, rejected the claims. Sir Jerry Mataparai, head of the Defence Force at the time, no comment from him. No comment from Wayne Mapp or John Key or the Prime Minister's Office or Jerry Brownlee, the Defence Minister, as of yet.